From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Sewart. 50 years after it first terrified and amused audiences, the giant spider invasion is crawling back onto the screen. The cult classic, originally filmed in the Gleason area, is being reimagined for its 50th anniversary, with new scenes being filmed in northern Wisconsin and a planned Halloween release in the state. Dan Davies, a Wisconsin native himself who has been cast as the lead actor in the new footage, joins me now. Welcome, Dan.
Good morning, Shireen. How are you? Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Well, thank you. I'm curious what drew you as a Wisconsin kid who made it to Hollywood back to this particular cult classic, and why now?
So I've always been a fan of cinema. Growing up in central Wisconsin, there are only a few things. There's a lot of things that you can do, a lot of things that are athletic, but one of the things that I truly loved on top of sports was cinema, and I was able to see the giant spider invasion in, I think it was 1976 when it came to the Rosa Theater in Waupaca, Wisconsin. And I think it was one of my uncles who had taken me, and I kind of realized I probably shouldn't be in the film, watching the film, because I was just a little kid. But because it was rated PG or rated R at that time, I think it was PG. And it was amazing. And then I found out later that it was made by a Wisconsinite in Bill Rebane. And that blew me away, because I was like, wow, you can actually make films and do these things here in the Cheese State. And that inspired me. So then 50 years later, we reached out to Bill Rebane, who had seen some of my other films, I'd seen the musical and I think West of Thunder. And we had talked about maybe reimagining the whole entire film from scratch. And then as we were talking, we were kind of coming up with ideas of keeping the original 80 minutes and then adding period correct 20 to 25 minutes of period correct 1975 footage. And I play a character named Ted Tipman, who is a newscaster. So to fill in kind of some of the holes in the original plot, I'm this newscaster. My toupee is from 1975. And it was really fun to film. We're in the throes of filming it, actually. We started July 20th. And it's been really, really amazing so far.
The original Giant Spider Invasion became famous for being so bad it's good. So, how do you honor that legacy while also reimagining it for a new audience?
It's been on, Mystery Science Theater 3000, and it was a top 50 box office film in 1975, right up there with Jaws and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And people don't realize that. And then it was really one of the most pirated films in the early stages of DVDs and videos. So it's really kind of neat to kind of take that legacy and add to it. But the film itself had a campy humor to it. Alan Hale Jr., the skipper, is in it. Barbara Hale from Perry Mason. And a lot of those actors from the 50s and 60s, they kind of brought that campy approach to it. It was serious yet campy. So we're still keeping with the thematic quality that the original film had. So my character is literally kind of Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, and Walter Cronkite had a baby, and that's who I am. It's still in the thread and the narrative, I guess, umbrella of the film itself. So there's funny, we're adding more campiness to it, we're adding a little more horror to it, a little more shock to it, but really keeping with the original theme of it is really kind of cool. And to shoot it, to make it look like it's 1975, has been amazing as well. It's a lot of hard work, because you don't want any anachronisms in there, or say something that wasn't really PG keen in 1975.
Well, Wisconsin is more than just a backdrop here. The movie is pitched as kind of a love letter to the state's cultural landscape. How did filming here shape the atmosphere on set?
And that's the thing too, when Bill's from Estonia, Latvia, moved after World War II to Chicago, came up to the Northwoods to do a snowmobile video, World Championship snowmobile video, I think in 1969 or 1970, fell in love with northern Wisconsin and called his wife, said, "We're moving up here." She's like, "Okay, sounds good." So they moved in the middle of nowhere and created this film studio. But that's the one thing that was important to me, the one thing that was super important to Bill, to make it a love letter to Wisconsin. All the things that we have that the nation loves about us, our culture, our food, our beverages, our hospitality, our easy-go-lucky, hard work attitude. And you wanted to include that and incorporate all of that into the film. And that's kind of what we've used, every one of those aspects into the film. And it's been amazing so far. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, but it's been real fun. And Bill Rebane is directing it again. 50 years later, and that's the first time in Hollywood a director 50 years later is redirecting a reimagined reboot of his film. And Bill's almost 89.
What has it meant to work with him on what might be his final dream project and kind of his legacy for Wisconsin filmmaking?
He's amazing. He's a treasure trove of filmmaking knowledge. He started in the 50s, so he worked on films with Cary Grant and knew John Wayne, knew John Wayne's brother really well. So he has just these amazing stories of, Cary Grant talking to him and John Wayne giving him advice, and he worked with Hugh Hefner in Chicago for years, and so it's amazing to listen to him tell these stories. But if you've been in the business for almost 70 years, you know the business. So it's neat to listen to him. And he understands narrative, he understands storytelling, he just understands those key aspects of what makes a great film. And we always we revert back to Alfred Hitchcock. He said there are three things that make a great film: story, story, story. And that's the thing, the story has to be the king. And that's fun, kind of listening to him and seeing him in action has been amazing.
Why do you think this film, of all things, has endured when so many others have faded away?
It's a campy humor. It didn't take itself too seriously. It was shot for a real low budget, and it made, $24 million in box office in 1975, which is about $145 million in today's money. That can-do attitude, that same type of attitude where, we pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. And that's what's beautiful about it. It's that way, and that's how we're filming this. And we've got some great people around us with J.B. Thompson and Steve Mody, and the whole cast and crew has been just amazing, and it's been really fun.
The film is The Giant Spider Invasion. It is set for a Halloween release in Wisconsin theaters. We'll be watching for that. Dan Davies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Shireen. Take care.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shireen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.